It's 4 hours Universal Time. Stay tuned for Daybreak Africa coming up after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Victor Beatty reporting. A letter from the U.S. Congress sparks an international controversy. President Obama and Iran's foreign minister have both criticized a letter from nearly half the U.S. Senate warning Iran Monday any nuclear agreement it negotiates with Mr. Obama could only last until he leaves office in early 2017. The president accused the 47 Senate Republicans of aligning themselves with hardliners in Iran trying to scuttle the agreement. Political analyst Larry Sabato of the University of Virginia calls it extraordinary and unusual, but not illegal.
You can criticize it on the basis of judgment, but you cannot say it is outside the boundaries of the Constitution. In fact, because the legislature is a co-equal branch of government, it is completely legitimate for them to do this. Whether it's wise is another question.
Iran's foreign minister, Mohammad Javad Zarif, denounced the letter, saying it has, quote, no legal value and is mostly a propaganda ploy. He said if the next U.S. administration revokes any agreement with Iran, it will be committing, quote, a blatant violation of international law. Thousands of soldiers from Chad and Niger have retaken the northeast Nigerian town of Damasak from Boko Haram militants, the first victory in a joint offensive to retake land from the Sunni extremists. Issa Ahmadou is emir of Mubi, says he can now return to his home in peace.
I went away before, there was no peace. There was pieces. And now peace has reigned. So the enemy has come back, and he will not go anywhere. The enemy is planted here. He will not go anywhere.
The capture of the town on the Nigerian-Niger border is the first reported success from a joint offensive against the militants that Chad and Niger launched Sunday in the Nigerian Borno state. This is VOA News. As Iraqi forces inch toward the battle to retake Tikrit from Islamic State fighters, the U.S.-led coalition continued its air campaign against militants in both Syria and Iraq with 13 more airstrikes, focusing largely on the border town between Syria and Turkey, Kobani, as well as Fallujah. A Pentagon spokesman says the U.S. and its partners have carried out nearly 2,800 such airstrikes since the beginning of the campaign in August, but the U.S. has not joined this latest offensive by Iraqi forces and Shia militia as they advanced on Tikrit, a stronghold between government-controlled Baghdad to the south and the IS-held Mosul to the north. President Obama has ordered new sanctions against seven senior Venezuelan officials who the U.S. says violated human rights and engaged in public acts of corruption. Targets in the executive order announced Monday include the head of the country's intelligence service, as well as the director of the National Police. Jen Psaki is a U.S. spokesperson.
Really, this is an implementation of what we've been working on for months, which is cracking down on those who are violating human rights and those who are cracking down on civil society. And we announced also a couple of individuals who will be named in the first tranche of this.
The executive order comes as tensions between the two nations intensify. Last week, Caracas ordered Washington to reduce the number of officials at the U.S. Embassy from 100 to 17 and imposed a visa requirement for U.S. tourists. Ukraine's president says pro-Russian rebels have withdrawn a significant amount of heavy weapons from the front lines in eastern Ukraine, says his government has also pulled back the lion's share of its weapons. President Obama met with the head of the European Council, Donald Tusk, for talks Monday on a unified strategy aimed at countering Russian efforts to redraw the borders of Ukraine.
Unless we have strong monitoring and strong implementation, these agreements will be meaningless. And so part of what we'll be discussing is how do we make sure that we are able to monitor effectively what's happening on the ground in Ukraine, and how do we continue to maintain pressure on Russia, on the separatists, to abide by these agreements.
Meanwhile, Mr. Tusk told the New York Times, Europe is not yet ready to further tighten sanctions against Russia for its widely perceived role in the Ukrainian rebellion despite continued provocations near the ceasefire line. The head of the Eurozone's 19 finance ministers has urged Greece to stop wasting time and speed up talks on implementing a reform program to secure international rescue loans. Group chairman Jeroen Dijsselbloem said little has been done since the last Eurogroup meeting in terms of talks and implementation of its economic reforms. U.S. tech giant Apple Incorporated unveiled its latest innovation Monday, the Apple Watch, a costly wrist-worn timepiece that doubles as a miniature computer with multiple applications. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.